If viewing is via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman. Former Prime Ministers Tony Blair and John Major Sunday said Britain must drop a shocking plan to pass legislation that breaks its divorce treaty with the European Union in a breach of international law. The British government said explicitly last week that it does plan to break international law by breaching parts of the withdrawal agreement treaty that it signed in January when it formally left the EU. Major and Blair, who were adversaries in the 1990s as conservative and labor leaders, wrote in a joint letter published by the Sunday Times newspaper that what is being proposed is indeed shocking. Earlier in the day, British Justice Secretary Robert Buckland told Sky News that the legislation is, quote, Brexit critical and must be passed by Parliament, which is due to debate the bill on Monday. The 12 Hong Kong people arrested at sea by mainland authorities last month were separatists, this according to a spokeswoman for China's foreign ministry speaking Sunday. She was responding to her U.S. counterpart's characterization of the arrest as a deterioration of human rights. The comment came a day after relatives of the detainees held a news conference in Hong Kong demanding the urgent return of the 12 who were intercepted by the Guangdong Coast Guard on August 23rd on a boat bound for Taiwan. Donning masks and hats to shield their identities, they made their first public appeal for help and information on their relatives' plight, pleading for them to be allowed to consult lawyers appointed by their families and not the Chinese government, and be allowed to call relatives in Hong Kong. U.S. State Department spokeswoman Morgan Ortagas tweeted Saturday that their arrest was another example of the deterioration of human rights in Hong Kong and called on mainland authorities to ensure due process.